Dear God, I don't know if you're really real, because Mom and Stepdad say that you're total hogwash. But if you're real, and I believe you are, I could really use your help. Every night, something awful comes to my closet. It's a woman, but she's dead. I don't know why she's here. I don't know what she wants. Most of all, I don't know how to make her go away. And I'm really, really scared. I get the feeling that she wants me dead.
Shimmer's not in heaven, shimmer's not in hell. Shimmer's in the echo side, as far as I can tell. I feel her presence when I'm standing at the mirror in the dark. I hear her voice within the wind, vibrating my heart. It terrifies me. In my class I feel I'm free, but too quickly it passed before I'm headed back to our sickly house on Cass. Shimmer hates laughter and juveniles. Throughout my day I'd hear her say, I'll make you pay for every smile. She was a bad girl who liked to cause agony, I guarantee. And now she wants to terrify and bury me. I'm used to sodomy, my dad's a demon, and mama's drunk and good for nothing but something to stuff his semen in. Red light illuminates my closet when Shimmer comes with a wretched stench, and underneath the door, blood runs. I stay in bed under covers, but fear forces me to see the closet doors open and Shimmer pointing at me.
I swear she's bloody and she likes that. A child dead in her arms, she takes a bite of his neck and then chews it, pointing at me, blood dripping down her chin, cocks her head, then she does it again. Eyes black, she's bloody, and she likes that. A child dead in her arms, she takes a bite of his neck and then chews it, pointing at me, blood dripping down her chin, cocks her head, then she does it again.
In school they laugh, I've lost so much hair, but I don't care. Our souls are just orbs in the air. I hate our house, but have nowhere to go to. And when we moved in, mama said, this is so cool. I have no brothers or sisters, no fucking pets. And my anxiety grows, the darker it gets. Why's the sun always leave me? Shimmer's a guarantee, scaring me into insanity, and no one's hearing me. I did tell my favorite teacher, Mr. Baldock. I said, there's a wicked ghost hounding me around the clock. He said,
pray, little man, God's bliss is always there.
Yeah, when Shimmer shows up, that bliss disappears. My stepdad just smacks me, sends me to my room. Something happened in that closet, some untold doom. Because it reeks of death in there, I won't pretend. Then it illuminates and bloody Shimmer's back again.
I swear she's bloody and she likes that. A child dead in her arms, she takes a bite of his neck and then chews it, pointing at me, blood dripping down her chin, cocks her head, then she does it again. Eyes black, she's bloody, and she likes that. A child dead in her arms, she takes a bite of his neck and then chews it, pointing at me, blood dripping down her chin, cocks her head, then she does it again.
I left the Bible in that closet, but found it bloody. I just want the world to know I need some help, somebody. When she comes, the temperature drops. I see my breath, my clock light dies out, and the room smells of death. I get the sense she's angrier every time she's here. Despite all many times I'm left paralyzed in fear. Always holding a child about my age, pointing at me, why all the frustration and rage? What if she's just an energy, just pretending me?
But I believe she's real and wants the end of me.
Fuck it, I'll do it, she'll never stop till it's correct. I'll walk right into her arms, let her have my neck. That night Shimmer came, I was engulfed in fear. But death don't sound so bad, I've had enough, it's clear. I'd rather die than be her toy to terrify. No more nights of being pegged by her staring eyes.
Eyes black, she's bloody, and she likes that. A child dead in her arms, she takes a bite of his neck and then chews it, pointing at me, blood dripping down her chin, cocks her head, then she does it again. Eyes black, she's bloody, and she likes that. A child dead in her arms, she takes a bite of his neck and then chews it, pointing at me, blood dripping down her chin, cocks her head, then she does it again.
Her touch stunned me like sleep paralysis. I couldn't move, but saw all the hell of this. Her mouth approached, it was a black pit. Her teeth sunk in well, and I felt the rip.
total darkness, but suddenly pain, till I almost went deaf when she screamed my name. Still paralyzed, I opened my eyes and found myself alive in my closet. Sound of health, the fear poured out of my body, released its clutch. The first thing I felt was leather's touch in my hands, the Bible, the one I left in there. It was no longer bloody, and all the pages were clear. Her wretched smell gone, the air was warm, and for the first time in years, I felt a calm. From that night forward, Shimmer was aborted. I can't help but feel my bravery was rewarded.
You wanna be rewarded too? Then quit being a pussy creep and let your nuts hang. Do like your boy Willoughby. Slap a condom on a pipe bomb and slide it right up that punk ass. Yeah. And before that bitch bomb explodes,
brother,
give him two quick slaps in the chops and tell him I ain't your bitch, bitch. Bye-bye.